12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. This year's virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer is happening on Saturday the 30th of October. The Childhood Cancer Foundation South Africa, CHOC in short, is a non-profit organization made up of caring, committed and passionate people who stand up for and support the well-being of children and teenagers diagnosed with cancer of life-threatening blood disorders and their families. Joining us now is CEO of the CHOC Foundation, Hadley Lewis. Good afternoon. Welcome to Algoa Cares.
All good, and a special thank you for having us on the show, and most importantly for choosing us as a beneficiary this year.
Quite worthy as well. What is the prevalence of childhood cancer in the Eastern Cape? Let me start off with that, Hadley.
So the prevalence that generally is known globally is 1 in 600. There's a consideration that within the Eastern Cape, it's 1 in 500 children, but just to note that it's under the age of 16. And those, obviously, that are not diagnosed for cancer. In fact, just to let you know, only half the number of children who have cancer are actually diagnosed.
Would you agree when I say nobody is immune to contracting cancer?
I mean, that's probably the most pertinent comment that most people can realize and make, is that everyone has the ability to get it, to contract it. And that's absolutely essential for everyone in our country to know, is that sadly, any one of us at any stage of our lives can have this as an item that really sadly is going to be part of our lives.
I have to applaud you and your foundation for the generous work you are doing and not expecting a cent in return. And there's a question that's on many people's minds. What will the funds raised by the Big Walk be used for in terms of the CHOC Foundation?
Absolutely. So I think that CHOC has various areas that we support the families in their journey. Mm-hmm. Two of them, which is the items you're going to know. So one really is the minivan that we'd like to purchase. And the reason for that is that one of our major areas is transport of patients to and from the hospital, from the houses that the family stays in, which also can be used for advocacy as well as assisting the staff to support the patients. And the second option, if that's not the main area, is to upgrade the actual house within the East London region.
Well, so there we go. Accommodation and mobility, that is very important for your foundation. What do you think listeners should, or why do you think listeners should be part of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer this year?
I mean, the most important thing is, firstly, as we've already said, that cancer can affect anybody. And you never know when someone's going to be supported. But I think that to note that Algoa FM has chosen CHOC because it's governance, because it's national support, but just as importantly, the augmentation and the support to the hospital within the region. Mm-hmm. And by supporting CHOC, we're helping the pediatric oncologists within the region. We're helping the hospital within the region. And we're helping your direct community. So in order for the medical professionals to win, obviously you're supporting CHOC in order for us to augment their oncology support. And for us, it's about knowing that at the end of the day, hopefully everyone's going to pass that winner line, whether it's virtually, whether it's physically in times. And the reason that everyone's going to win is that they're winning on behalf of a child that needs the support so much.
Mm-hmm. You must have been over the moon the moment you've heard you've been selected as this year's Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer beneficiary, right?
I think that we were all speechless. I mean, when you look at an organization like us, it's about saying, you know, I think that there's so many organizations, there's so many causes that are so important. But for us, noting that an organization with an ilk of Algoa FM to say that cancer is important, pediatric oncology is important, but just as importantly to say that we need a note that childhood cancer needs to be top of mind, and we would like to support and we would like to rally the entire region to walk, to be part of the journey of the families in order to change children's lives, and obviously using CHOC as the vehicle to do it was really humbling for all of us.
Hadley Lewis, Chief Executive Officer at the CHOC Foundation. Final words for those potential walkers or entrants before I let you go?
I think that my final words is that everyone can make a difference. Everyone can change a child's life. Everyone can support. And Algoa FM has created a mechanism, an opportunity to change these children's lives. So we urge everyone to step up, to walk, to run, to communicate to their friends, to unite, and most importantly, unite behind all those families and children that are currently going through the journey of oncology, and to say to them that we may not know them, we may not know where they live, but we are there with them.
Totally agree. Mr. Lewis, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon. Heartily appreciated. So there we go, Algoa Country, with 4 weeks to go. Make sure you visit our website, algoafm.co.za, for all details, entry details. The virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer takes place on Saturday, the 30th of October. Enter today and be part of the first 5,000 entrants so you can claim your free T-shirt as well. Merchandise is also available for the virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer while stocks last, so head on over to our website, algoafm.co.za.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.